think we'll go ahead and get started. I almost feel like I need to stand over here because everyone's on this side of the church, which is just fine. As we gather tonight, this longest night of the year, I was kind of disappointed so far because I was expecting this Jupiter and Saturn, you know, to be this super bright thing. I mean, everyone was talking about it being the star of Bethlehem, the Christmas star, and it wasn't all that bright. And you can still see the two of them apart. But yet it's also kind of a reminder of the light, that the true light, you know, that is bright, that does shine in our hearts, that does illuminate, and it all coming from Christ. As we go through the service this evening, we'll be lighting the Advent wreath as a symbol as we get closer and close. We begin it beginning of December, end of November. Each week we're getting closer and closer to Christ. Christmas, we light more and more candles, representing the brightness of that light of Christ. And so a different time in a service, I'll ask someone to come up and to light one of the candles as we go along. But as we gather this evening, we're going to sing a couple of songs. One of them being O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which is at the very end of that paper that you have that I handed out. There's a note that the hymn itself is a song of, the hymn O Come, O Come, Emmanuel is a song of people in darkness longing for God's light. It's not calling us to rejoice in the worldly form of the word, but calling our spirits and souls to reflect on the true hope and joy that only God can give. So that's where our focus is tonight as we go through this service. But as we begin this evening, we do so with singing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. All the words that are on the page and for the hymns will be up on the screens as well.
Thank you.
you please stand as we continue with our call to worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We pray. We praise you, O God, for you are the Father of mercies and of all consolation. You comfort and care for us. We confess the way we feel now. Our hearts feel heavy within us. We are weighed down with the loss of loved ones, the loss of opportunities, the shifting of hopes and dreams. As many people eagerly wait for Jesus' birth, it's hard for us to lift up our hearts. As many plan to celebrate and sing with joy, we often find the days seem gray and our tongues cannot rejoice. Help us, embrace us, heal us. You know the grief of the world. Meet each of us in our aching hearts. Please hold us close until the days dawn a bit brighter and we find we can walk in delight once more. God knows the emptiness we sometimes feel. God knows the feeling of abandonment, of anger, loneliness, and relief. And we sometimes feel too. God knows us from the depths of our hearts and sits with each of us as we learn to be the whole people once more. Be assured God's love and compassion is with you. Amen. You may be seated. A couple of Bible passages to reflect on this evening. Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 3, a passage that we could very easily in the place of the you, substitute our own names into it. Isaiah writes, "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." That's far our first reading. The second reading from Romans, one of my absolute favorite passages, it talks about how there's absolutely nothing in this world that can truly separate us from God's love. So Paul writes, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's far our second reading. Our gospel reading this evening is from Matthew 11. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." As far as gospel reading. As we turn our attention to the Advent wreath, each candle kind of has its own significance, and we put a little symbolism with each of them. We light our first candle this evening, a single light that the deepest darkness cannot conquer. It's small, it seems insignificant, but yet that light is a sign of hope for us. And so I invite, before we say the prayer, I invite someone to, if they'd like to come up and light that candle. Let's pray. Let it speak to us of the tiny flame of hope buried within us, the stubborn little light that refuses to be extinguished by all that life has thrown at it. And we sing a verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Our second candle, a companion to the first, equally small, equally insignificant, but yet still witnessing to a hope that another light brings it. So I invite someone to come up and light the second candle. We speak this together. Let it speak to us of the light from companionship of our families, our friends, and of our strangers, of kindnesses found in unexpected places that restore our hope in human nature. We sing the next verse. Light our third candle, recalling nights of watching and waiting, anxious nights without sleep, when dawn seems to ebb further from the horizon and hope seemed forlorn. Invite someone to come and light the third candle. Speak about it together. Let it speak to us of the sureness of morning, of the passing of darkness and of suffering, and the promise of an eternal sunrise dawning for those we have loved and lost. Let it speak of the light dawning also for us, though we may yet be in that darkest hour before the dawn. We sing the next verse. At the beginning, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, through the season of Advent, we light more and more candles, letting the light of it shine. We light our fourth candle now, marking the closing of the Advent season and the immediacy of Christmas. It's a time of peace and joy we may not ourselves feel able to welcome as our spirits dwell in sadness. I invite someone to come up. Light the fourth candle. Speak about it together. Let it speak to us of comfort, of being together in this place of healing and wholeness, of our companionship this night at the turning of the year. Let it speak of the faith that we and those we have loved and lost are held eternally in the hand of the one who brought light into being and who knows each one of us by name. We sing another verse. Stand and join your hearts with me in prayer. God of wisdom, we come to you this Christmas season tired, in turmoil, and in pain. As the nights have grown longer, so has darkness grown and wrapped itself around our hearts. In this season of longest night, we ask your healing blessing upon all that we carry in our hearts. Sorrow we fear may never end, wounds we cannot even put into words. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of mercy and compassion, there are those among us who are grieving over what might have been. Death or loss or terrible hurt has changed our experience of Christmas. We remember that once it was a special day for us too, but someone or something precious has gone away from us in this life. We have lost a beloved, a job, a goal, a cause, a dream. We find ourselves adrift and alone. We are weary from the journey, and we have found no room at the inn. We come to you, seeking rest and peace and shelter from the storm. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of all grace, In the spirit of the season, grant us all that we need to comfort us as we journey through this Christmas season. We ask that you shelter and sustain all those of us, both here and throughout the world, who wander or want or weep or are heavy laden, that we may be lifted up in courage and journey on in your peace. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of love, in this Christmas season we embrace and offer up to you all that used to be, which is now lost to us and cannot be again. With celebration all around us, memories of what was and fears of what may be weigh heavy on our hearts. Please hold us close in your embrace. Be near to us this night until the light returns and morning comes. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to boldly pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May be seated. Turn our attention to lighting of these individual candles. Each of us this evening comes bearing our own hurts, sorrows, broken places. And so I invite each of you to offer your personal wound to the God who loves us so deeply and wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently, gently calling out, "Give me your pain. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will refresh you." I invite each of you to, if you'd like, to come forward and light a candle. As you light the candle, remember that it is God who is the light of the world in Christ, and he is the one who holds us close until we are able to shine. all these candles that we lit, in their brightness are only symbols. But as they burn and finally go out, we remember that suffering passes. But God invites each of us to cast our care upon Him. So thus we turn our attention to the Christ candle in the center of the Advent wreath. In the center of the circle, we light the Christ candle, remembering that Jesus Christ is always at the center of our lives. He hears our cries, He knows our hearts, and in the midst of all our thoughts and emotions, He offers us hope and healing. So I invite someone to please come light the Christ candle. Let us pray. Father, you sent your Son into this world to accomplish salvation of our souls and to restore our broken relationship with you. Through the blood of Christ on the cross, health and healing, life and salvation, consolation and peace are ours. May we be firmly grounded in your generous gifts that preserve life temporally and eternally. Amen. Join in singing A Silent Night. May the hope of the Christ child sustain us through this darkness, that together we may shine again. Go in peace, knowing that God, whose love created this world, sent Jesus into the same world to be our friend, companion, and Savior. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Thanks be to God. Amen. Before we sing the final song of Away in the Manger, these prayer shawls that are draped over the pews, they are a gift for you to take with you if you'd like. The symbolism of God's love wrapping around us is within the shawl. As you wrap yourself around it, warm yourself with it, and there's a little card on them of what some of the different things of it mean. It uses three rolls of double crochet, which I have no idea what that means. But it represents the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, along with one row of single crochet to represent the three in one, that God is truly always with you. And so after we get done singing, feel free to spend as much time in here in prayer as you'd like. Otherwise, we'll meet out there and do our social distant fellowship. But any of these prayer shawls that are here, you're more than welcome to take one with you tonight. We'll sing the final song of Away in the Manger.